I received a mysterious message in my electronic mail system, instructing me to go to the Carbondale 3rd Street Center at night.
Did you guys hear that? After you line up and get in your place, everyone's gonna go off to stage right. Okay? Let's try one more time. Here we go.
It seems I am at the first all-cast rehearsal of this year's Green is the New Black fashion extravaganza. Ready-to-wear upcycled clothes hang on racks next to elaborate costumes emblazoned with tarot symbology. This is more than just a fashion show. I can't quite put my finger on it, but there is a vibe in the air. Perhaps it has something to do with this year's theme, supernatural. Oh my god, did Gandalf just walk by? No, that's Mr. Carbondale. Chatting with Michael Gorman, I wonder, why do we do this?
It's inspiring to see everybody pull it off and come together, do all this work, and then create something beautiful together.
This is the 10th anniversary. After 10 years of sustainable fashion, the evolution is clear.
How far this show has come from the first one we had, when it was a great celebration of our local spirit.
Model Kat Rich.
The level of performance and craftsmanship and possibility has grown exponentially.
Fashionista Laura Stover.
I mean, and we've over the years gotten much more technologically advanced.
Early days, we were scrambling for designers that were designing in sustainably.
It has been a decade of directing this show for Carbondale Arts executive director, Amy Kimberly.
In the fashion industry, it was really hard to find people that were doing sustainable design. Well, now, the amount of incredible artists that are creating work right here in our own valley around sustainable fashion has really been growing through this show.
By raising up artists of all kinds, Green is the New Black has become an integral part of the Roaring Fork Valley art scene. Designer Sarah Peterson.
I was in it the first time 2 years ago, and it kind of brought me into the scene of eco-fashion, so it was a really big shift in my life.
It's no longer just about raising money for the arts in schools, as important as that is. It is also about fulfilling our need to create. Designer and model, Dina Barnes.
Well, it just to show you how necessary it is, I was living in Hawaii for the last 6 months, and pretty much 90% of the reason I moved back to the Valley was to be in this show.
Designer, Sarah Peterson.
And it kind of helps move me forward as a designer, and it challenges me and gives me a deadline and really pushes me to, you know, step it up.
Model, Kat Rich.
It's become necessary for me as an individual because it has helped me find my creative center and my own empowerment and alignment as a confident person. It's, you know, I'm not going to lie, I love the attention.
Director Amy Kimberly.
Performance has always held a special place in my heart, and this is my way of being able to exercise my creativity.
It is about getting through the winter.
Sometimes when the weather can go up and down and it's cold and dark, I get so much comfort knowing that this creativity is happening up and down the valley.
And it's about doing it together.
I also think the fashion show has been like really fundamental in bringing dancers together who are interested in possibly more seriously dancing throughout the year and creating together.
Choreographer and dancer, Deborah Colley.
And then ultimately like have a huge venue to share it with a really big audience that might not otherwise come and see local dancers perform.
Director Amy Kimberly.
All these people are working towards this single vision, but that vision is being manifested in many different ways. Mm-hmm. Just all these things are out there happening, which I don't get to see all of them, but then the magic of them all coming together and fitting together is another one of my favorite parts of the show.
Even though participating has its own struggles, people keep coming back. Model Michael Gorman.
Even though it takes so much time and energy, I feel so energized and full of creative juices and creative energy.
Designer Sarah Peterson.
At the end of turning my clothes in every year, I'm like, I'm never doing it again. It's so intense, so much work. And then by next fall, I'll be like, ooh, here we go.
Here we go again.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I caught up with the designers of Elizabethan, Catherine Graced, and Alchemy Threads, Sarah Peterson. They were fitting Michael Gorman.
So tell me, how was it to imagine Michael Gorman's body?
Oh my gosh,
it was
so
good.
Intense.
Really intense.
Yeah.
A lot of
talking.
Socks.
Yeah.
And practice.
Men's sock
fits.
Areas. We call it the ballroom.
Like
it's the
ballroom
conundrum. How much is there?
Yeah.
How
my
much
first
room do you need?
Every guy's different.
Every guy's different. My partner helped a lot, though.
Yeah.
That's a perfect place to end the conversation.
Yeah.
For me, this is also a personal story. In the past, I have created video content for the show, I have been a model, and I have danced. And this year, I realized that if I join the production again, all I really want to do is dance. And thanks to this fashion show and all the people who put it together, that dream is now a reality. By the time you hear this, the show has been sold out. There is a reason why it sells out so quickly. To find out why, I encourage you to get involved, to support the arts in schools, and to satisfy your own creative needs. I am Hamilton Pevick, and this show was produced independently.